Homecoming on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Talking about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Here is the word of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Chut Nhat Din. Chut Nhat Din is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Chut Nhat Din always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati expressed optimism that food prices will remain stable during Ramadan and Idul Fitr this year in Indonesia. Speaking at a press conference on the March 2025 state budget report on Thursday, the minister noted rice prices had decreased significantly, down 22% year-on-year and 2.5% year-to-date. Rice, a key commodity influencing inflation, has seen price reductions primarily due to sufficient stock availability. Typically, food prices tend to rise in the lead-up to the holiday, particularly for commodities such as chicken and beef. According to data from the National Strategic Food Price Information Center, the price of premium eggs stood at ₹27,800 per kilogram, or less than $2 as of Thursday morning. And the government remains committed to implementing various policies to ensure food affordability during Ramadan, including market operations, offering lower price goods, as well as facilitating and supervising food distribution. Well, it is good to hear that Indonesian government ensures food price stability during Ramadan and Eid period. Hopefully, it is also followed by the purchasing power of the Indonesian people. And besides this food price stability, let's focus on the religious activities as well. besides fasting, let's increase our faith as Muslims to the other religious activities. One of them could be absorbing or understanding this next religious song by Indonesian singer, Indonesian pop singer actually, but she often release religious songs. One of them is this one, Jalan Lurus or Straight Way. Enjoy.
Thank you. Media.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in on Indonesia Today. Listener, Indonesia still has 4 representatives in the quarterfinals of the Badminton World Federation World Tour Super 1000 All England 2025, which is taking place at the Utilita Arena, Birmingham, England on Friday. The 4 representatives consist of women singles Gregoria Mariska Tunjung, 2 men's doubles pairs Sabar Karyaman Gutama and Muhammad Reza Pahlevi Isfahani, and Leo Rory Carnando and Bagas Maulana, as well as mixed doubles pair Rehana Ufalkus Haryanto and Gloria Emmanuel Wijaya. In the women's singles, Gregoria will face a big challenge by meeting the 4th seed from China, Han Yue. Meanwhile, in the men's doubles, Sabar and Reza will face Taiwanese pair Liu Kuang Heng and Yang Pohan. This will be their first meeting. Leo and Bagas will challenge the 8th seed from Taiwan, Li Jihui and Yang Po Xuan, while the mixed doubles Rehan and Gloria will meet the 5th seed from China, Feng Yanche and Wei Yasin. This will be the first meeting between the two. They said they want to play freely and without burden. Let's hope and pray for the best for Indonesian representatives, Indonesian shuttlers, in the quarterfinals of the Badminton World Federation World Tour Super 1000 All England 2025. And to lift their spirit, let's enjoy this next song by Elo and Sherina with Ayo Indonesia Bisa or Go Indonesia.
Ayo, 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 kami di sini.
Do you know? There is Lingzi Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingzi Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Wing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Me in the dorm room, it was Halloween, and I just flew across the globe, 22 hours just to see you, just to barely fit on your twin size bed, and talk about your cool new friend, who I never met, who you dated as soon as I left. Carolina autumn, it had been a year since I saw you, since we ended it, had a year to grow into the girl you always wanted. Now we're holding hands, it's not quite friends, but not quite lovers, but we'll just pretend. You say it's complicated to make amends, well is that the way that we're headed then? And you couldn't answer me, so you could pull me in while I brushed my teeth, and let your hands both freely speak, like I wasn't ever gonna leave.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Every region in Indonesia has its traditional dances, like in Belu, Timor, East Nusa Tenggara province. This district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belum society. Literally, the word likurai comes from two syllables, liku and rai. Liku means mastering and rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as teberai. Following is his statement.
In Tetum, it is likurai. In Bunak, it is teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word likurai consists of two syllables, namely liku and rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahid as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word likurai has two syllables, namely liku and rai. It has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and rai means land or ground. So likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu, kata likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy, beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEU with this likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mani who dance or haksoke carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian penjual.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of life for humans. Therefore, likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some silver heads of the enemies from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with likurai dance.
And setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut dicambut dengan tarian likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure, who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Tarian Likurai ini merupakan satu tarian khas yang mempunyai keunikan.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or at the preferred place, while Likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, Likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik. Kalau
Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, Likurai is struck by a woman while dancing. Well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian Likurai itu dengan
the unique characteristic of Likurai dance compared to other dances is that a Likurai musician and dancer can perform solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two artistic activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While Likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that Likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Jadi bahagia esok hari, walau kadang kenyataan tak selalu seperti apa yang diinginkan. Kan kanya, kayak membuatku bertahan.
Hidup yang ku jalani, masa yang ku hadapi, semua yang terjadi pasti ada hikmahnya.
Walau kadang kenyataan tak terlalu seperti apa yang diinginkan, kan ku serahkan semuanya. Keyakinan padanya menjadikan ku jadi bahagia esok hari.
Yeah. At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, next up is a song from Southeast Sulawesi province called Tanah Wolio. The song Tanah Wolio was composed by Laode Imaduddin. The title of the song Tanah Wolio is taken from Wolio, a district in Baobab City, Buton Island. Tanah Wolio is also a nickname for Buton Island. The lyrics of the song Tanah Wolio tell the story of the Wolio region with its abundant natural wealth. By developing the potential of the region, prosperity is expected to increase in Wolio. The song also reminds the younger generation about Tanah Wolio, the land of inheritance. This is contained in the lyrics Tanah Wolio Lape Lapea in Kita Dadi Mangura, which means the land of Wolio is a legacy for the younger generation. Okay, listeners, here is the song Tanah Wolio, sung by Rosna Johnny H. Happy listening.
Indonesia.
To today's sound.
Listeners, thousands of Muslims in Slovakia solemnly hold daily activities in the holy month of Ramadan. To know more about how they enthusiastically performed religious activities, especially in this holy month of Ramadan, let's listen to the response of Indonesian Ambassador to Slovakia, Pribadi Sutiono.
Well, Slovakia is like in the very central of Europe now. It's part of the European Union. I believe that Slovakia is one of the least country that has a Muslim population. The population itself is only 5.4 million, and the Muslim population is maybe only around 6,000 to 7,000, including all the expatriates. I mean the foreigners. So mostly they are coming from other part of the world. Even that now the number is not that much increasing since 5 or 7 years ago. Well, among the community itself is quite welcome. I mean, as there is a lot of, you know, of activities, including as we know that like Taraweh, breakfasting together, mm-hmm. and also later on in the Eid, we are going to perform the Salat Eid for sure. Well, but it's only concentrated in very small places, like in a big city, like in Bratislava or Banska or in Košice, since the number is not that much. Among the Indonesians, we always have breakfasting together and every Saturday, and also we have Taraweh together every day and our residence here. Mm-hmm. So I think we are keeping this activities as normal as like what in Indonesia. The best thing is now, I mean, since the Indonesian now the number is increasing about 500% since four years ago, I think a lot of Indonesian Muslims now also active in these activities of the Ramadan.
Get the details about VOI Talk Building Bridges Through Ramadan only on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs, Budi Gunawan, has established a coordination desk to strengthen synergy between ministries and government agencies in protecting Indonesian migrant workers. The coordination desk is expected to make efforts to protect Indonesian workers more optimal and faster. According to Minister for the Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Abdul Kadir Karding, the main challenge in protection efforts is the large number of migrant workers who leave without following legal procedures. Indonesian Consumer Organization, or YLKI, invites all parties to work together to implement consumer protection and sustainability. Education Division of the organization, Anjani Widya Hemasita, stated, "It also requires environmental policies that pay attention to the aspect of affordability." In the VOI Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, Hemasita encouraged public awareness of the importance of consumer protection. In addition, according to her, global collaboration is also needed to create a sustainable lifestyle.
With the commitment from the government to a net zero emission in 2060, I think the consumer protection and sustainability must go hand in hand. And ensuring that environmental policies also address affordability, like I mentioned before, like solar panel is more affordable for us. It should be in good of collaboration in a lot of sectors in Indonesia, and it depends also with the strong regulation for from the government, it also needs more awareness from our consumers, and we need a collaboration too with a global industry and global government to have a regulation and make a more sustainability lifestyle in the next year or maybe next.
March 15 is commemorated as World Consumer Rights Day. This year, the commemoration takes the theme, A Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle, which highlights the need for an equitable shift toward sustainability. Hema Sita also stated, sustainability is a fundamental consumer right, as stated the Indonesia's consumer protection law. She said all consumer has rights to access to safe environmentally and friendly products. That was Ms. Line from Voice of Indonesia.
Bicara, bisingkan darah, melantun.